My daughter used to invent. My grandchildren are extremely good. How she manages, she's a real workaholic. She has this full-time teaching job, and she's responsible for 12 horses and 2 Shetland ponies, which were dispatched on the main road near Chertsey. The police rang her up. She went over and fetched them, and they'd just been turned out. Absolutely wicked. So she got 2 Shetlands as well up there. Well, we had 2. We had a miniature one here called Ted, who was about the size of a dog. And then we've still got 1 Shetland and 1 of Davinia's jumping ponies here. So they're in here. No, this one is retired. Middle one is a Beagle. She's a show jumper. She's at the moment in somewhere near Maastricht, show jumping there. And she's very excited. What she does is to train horses that these wealthy people have bought, find they can't ride, they're too difficult, she then trains them and then sells them on. Yes, as the middle granddaughter. What? Her name is Cara. The eldest one, Jessica, was married last June, the day of the referendum, in Ranmore Church, with a reception in Horsley Towers. The day before they went up for rehearsal, it poured with rain. Nigel said to the rector, who was a very nice chap, "I hope to goodness we don't get a day like this tomorrow, because there is nowhere to park there other than the grass." And he said, "I'll have a word with the Almighty." The next day the sun shone. Unbelievable. So when Nigel arrived, he said, "It worked." Now the eldest one, the one that was married, is another workaholic. She has trained 7 years to become first a human physiologist, and then an equine one with Lavinia in Calgary. We went out to Canada when she qualified, and coming back, we went by the Greyhound bus, which was ghastly. I didn't like it at all. We managed to transfer back again onto something called Greyhound buses, driven by an archaeologist, couldn't have been better, who knew everything. He was marvellous. When we got to Calgary, but we found, first of all, that the other bus didn't even go through the Rockies at all. But when we eventually went through the Rockies and landed in Calgary, and we said, "What do you do in Calgary?" And they said, "There's nothing to do in Calgary on a Sunday." So anyhow, we unpacked, got out our britches, and then went for a ride up on the mountains, on the Rockies. And that was the last. Ponies, we did it all ourselves, always. It was fine to help, but otherwise we looked after them. We were responsible for them. Very different to the days now.